Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Izzy.
So you went to ECHEC today. Tell me how it was.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So myself and Brian Venwab, we got on a plane around 9:30-ish. We made a couple stops before heading over to ECHEC. But yeah, we landed around like 10 o'clock. It was pretty quiet when we first got there. We met up with Jamie O'Connor. She grew up fishing there. She's a set netter. We stopped and talked to her about the fishery. She also let us know that it was kind of a quiet morning. They had low water last night, so it kind of affected everybody. So just about around mid-morning is when we started to see more trucks coming down. Trucks were going up and down the road, heading to the processor to drop off their catch, hitting the beach to pull their nets, and we stopped and talked to some folks who had some fish. There was a problematic wind, but then they mentioned that there was a good wind coming through. That'll hopefully mean some better catches later on. But it was a great day. It was very beautiful. We also spoke to a mother and son. She grew up fishing there since she was a kid. They had a few fish in their nets, but otherwise, they were happy. They were just happy to be back out on the beach, happy to be fishing. Some folks did mention that king runs were kind of low. We stopped and spoke to Alaknagik resident Kay Andrews. She had an ulu in hand. She was getting ready to process a king. She's like, this is my first king so far. So she was getting that ready for dinner. We also spoke to someone else who had, I think, four kings chilling. She was getting ready to process those. She had hung up some earlier and just said that the king run's just been slow, but that's kind of the
new normal.
Yeah.
As one says.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, it's been kind of a slow morning. Did anyone talk about how fishing has been so far this season?
Yeah. Someone said that the escapement has been big this year. Their one regret, though, as a fisher, was they wish they had their net in during that big escapement. But there was confidence in the season. Further down the beach, though, it was pretty busy. There was a lot of trucks on the beach. There was several people picking kind of towards the bluff. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to get too far down the bluff just because of time constraints. But I would say like there was like part of the beach that wasn't too busy, another part of the beach where there were several trucks. But someone described ECHEC as it can be a very intense fishery, an intense place, and you can tell. I mean, people are whipping up and down safely, not like whipping around like uncontrollably, but like there's just a lot of trucks, a lot of movement going on. So it's definitely a lively place. Even like when they say it's seemingly slow, it's like you could tell like the fast times are probably really, really fast.
We look forward to hearing more about that trip in future reporting. Thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks, Izzy.